What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is the 10th of October here. It's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to put you on the phone and talk about whatever it is that you feel like talking about today. And I want to talk a little bit about computers, because right now I'm just dealing with this incredible amount of frustration dealing with iOS 13.1.2, the golden cut, and now Claire's iPhone 7 appears to need a new battery, you know, and we didn't buy it all that long ago. So I open up this Windows 10 machine to get ready to do the show, and I figure at the same time I'll look for some place locally here where we can get the battery replaced. And it comes on up and says Windows 10 has to do an automatic update, which it proceeds to do over a period of 20 minutes. So I finally get this thing back up and running, and I go on out, and there's this website that allows you to find iPhone service technicians near where you live. And so I type in, you know, where we're living right now, and this Google map of locations appears for a tenth of a second and then vanishes and is replaced with an, oops, we're sorry, something went wrong with JavaScript. Now, I'm sure that all of these computers and smartphones and smartwatches and everything are doing an absolutely wonderful job on spying on all of the American people for the government, so that we're not thinking those double plus ungood thoughts. But I got to tell you, the usability of the current generation, it's just not there. And it's becoming more trouble than it's worth. All right, so I've had my little rant here, and I'm sure I'm probably going to get a lot of phone calls from people saying, oh, well, you know, that's, you know, planned obsolescence and the rest of it. And yes, it is planned obsolescence. They want you to have to, you know, they want you to buy the iPhone 11. I don't want an iPhone 11. I've got a wonderful iPhone 7 that works really well for me. I just don't know, you know, why the battery had to fail on my wife's phone. And all I want to do is find a place where I can go and get it fixed, and Windows 10 won't let me do that. Anyway, it's rough all over for a lot of people here, and that's why I'm sounding so upset right now. As you're probably already aware, there is a Cat 5 hurricane approaching Japan. They're expecting it's going to hit Fukushima, which, of course, as you are already aware, is filled with all these tanks and large, giant, soft rubber baggies filled with this highly radioactive water. So they're going to have to deal with that. Meanwhile, out in California, they're having major windstorms, and if you remember the last time this happened, PG&E lost several high-tension towers. Why? Well, because management was more interested in their bonuses and dividends to stockholders, and they were not maintaining the equipment. Stuff was getting corroded. Stuff was getting weakened. And, of course, they lost a lot of money in all the lawsuits about the hexavalent chromium, if you remember the movie Aaron Brockovich. So they're just barely hanging on there. So what their solution has been this time is they're turning off the power grid. Roughly 800,000 homes in the San Francisco Bay Area, roughly equivalent to 2.5 million people, who are being told they're going to have to prepare to live without electricity for the next 4 to 5 days, which is going to be difficult for people who are like dealing with dialysis machines or other medical equipment like that. And I'm sure that the San Franciscans are already headed down to the hardware stores to get emergency generators. And boy, if you look at gas prices right now in California, that's not really going to be a workable solution. But they're looking at these unprecedented power cuts, 2.4 million people. This is third world. I'm sorry, this is third world quality infrastructure when they have to do something like that. And then, of course, we've got the weather that's coming in. Apparently, I mean, you know, we're expecting heavy storms here in Indiana tomorrow. But the big one is coming in over the northern Great Plains, the Dakotas. It is being described literally as apocalyptic. And they're expecting that it is going to basically be the end of the growing season. And everybody is concerned because the crops are not ready to be harvested. I mean, they can try and pull in as much as possible they possibly can and try and put it into storage. But, folks, I'm giving you a heads up here. There are going to be food shortages this winter, and you better start making your preparations for it now. And that means, you know, stockpiling as much as you can, a lot of dry goods. Don't waste anything. It's shocking how much food waste there is in this country, where people will, you know, they'll eat something and then just throw the rest of it in the trash can. Don't do that. Get baggies. Get Tupperware. You're going to need it. You really are. And apparently over there in the Twin Cities, they're expecting snow this weekend. And again, we're still in the middle of October. So apparently over in Spokane, Washington, it was raining, and late at night it turned into snow. There's even an expectation we could get a little dusting of snow here as well. That'll be fine here. All right, so let's talk about Donald Trump and this argument over the war in Syria and Turkey, trying to figure out what's going on, and I've come up with a theory. And the theory is simply this. Trump understands that the economy is not going to hold together until next year's election. So he's looking for other ways to win over the voters. And a good way to do that, of course, is to keep his campaign promise to get out of all these endless wars. Now, of course, that has not made him a lot of friends in the military-industrial complex. The neocons are certainly not happy about it. And sadly, a lot of liberal supporters of Donald Trump probably have stock portfolios loaded up with defense contract stocks, because right now they make a lot of money. Military-industrial complex, they have tremendous political power. They like fighting. They think fighting is cool. They think blowing stuff up and killing people is cool. And they make a lot of money. But Trump is saying it's time to bring our soldiers home. And I agree with that. Let's put them down there on that southern border, or put them to work repairing our infrastructure. I'm sure a lot, especially the Army Corps of Engineers, let's get them up on those PG&E towers and make sure everything's tightened down. One thing that's very, very obvious when you look at Trump trying to end the wars here is that the people you see objecting most loudly to America's withdrawal from the Middle East are those who are the most enthusiastic about plunging us in the first place. Yes, we'll have fun over there in Syria. We'll have fun in Afghanistan. We'll have fun in Iraq, or at least we'll have fun being here in Washington, D.C., watching what's going on in Iraq. And don't forget, Iraq was started with that lie about the incubators. They lied us into these wars. They lied about Saddam's nuclear weapons. They lied about Assad's sarin gas. They really do think you are all idiots, because you keep falling for it over and over and over and over again. Now, there's already talk about kicking Turkey out of NATO. And that's coming mostly from the EU. And I still think the situation could spiral completely out of control here. Now, one person who has not been consistent on the view of the war is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because she was against U.S. involvement in Syria, and now, of course, she's for it. She's joined several other lawmakers to blast President Trump for keeping U.S. troops in Syria. How dare you bring those Americans back home to the country of their birth? What's wrong with you, Don? So what we're seeing right now is a split within the GOP Certainly Trump is battling the neocon wing. And remember, the neocons are all about war. They always have been, ever since the 1990s and the Project for the New American Century. In fact, there was a document, a policy document they wrote, Rebuilding America's Defenses, which said, we need a new Pearl Harbor to motivate the American people into a century of warfare to conquer planet Earth here. And, of course, that new Pearl Harbor happened on 9/11. But again, a big problem, though, is who within Congress is invested in these defense contractors. And my guess would be, and it is a guess, probably most of them, because that's where the money is being made. Tesla's not making a lot of money right now. Neither is Boeing. Where would you put your investment? Now, here in the United States, it is a requirement. President put his wealth into some kind of a blind trust so that his own financial well-being cannot be influenced, won't influence his decisions. Now, the Clintons kind of cheated that. Trump, of course, has got so much wealth, he's put it in the hands of his family, but I'm sure they make phone calls to each other here. But there's no such rule for the Congress. There's no such rule for the Congress. If you're a representative or you're a senator, you can make all the investments you want based on the information you get in the halls of Congress. It's called insider trading, by the way, and it should be technically illegal. And it actually is technically illegal. Some years ago, Congress actually looked at a bill to specifically say members of the House and Senate may not use the information that they are made privy to inflate their own investment portfolios. Needless to say, that bill was voted down. In fact, they sent it back to committee in a body bag. Over in Turkey, I mean, things are heating up, and I still think this thing could spin completely out of control. Erdogan is very upset that the European Union is calling his Syria operation an invasion, which, yeah, when you send uniformed soldiers and artillery across the border into somebody else's country, it's an invasion. But for some reason, Erdogan, he thinks that's inappropriate, and he's now issued a threat that if the EU continues to call the Syria operation an invasion, that Turkey is simply going to open up the gates and send 3.6 million new refugees to Europe. So like I said, this could spin out of control. We already know the problems that Europe is dealing with all of these refugees and immigrants. We already know that. 3.6 million more, that's going to be an issue. It's going to be an issue. I don't know how the EU is going to respond. I don't see the EU backing down. I think EU is going to stand there and say, look, I'm sorry. If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, and you know, smells like a duck, it's a duck. And in this case, the duck is an invasion here. All right. We're going to take a phone call here from Alex in Maine. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I need to open with first. You stole me from Alex Jones. I've been following you since then, man.
Thank you very much. I feel so guilty. I feel so guilty. I'm horribly guilty. I'm so ashamed.
And I got to add, we were hoping you'd come back up here instead of over there, but you're still technically back. But
Well, we're still technically back, and like I said, the reason we came to Indiana is that we have family here that, I mean, you know, the kids are growing up. We want to be part of their life. Two of our family members are medical professionals, which is kind of convenient having around. When Claire suffered her back fracture almost 2 years ago, it was 90 days before she could get into Straub and find out just what had happened. And, you know, we can't deal with that kind of quality of medical care. Now we don't have to. Something goes wrong, we make a phone call. You know, we're in the clinic immediately.
Great. That's fantastic. what my point was, I have to admit, it's going to sound a little selfish, but we have a huge problem over here in Maine with where our funds are going and where they are not going.
Join the club.
Over here, they are giving semi-new vehicles to Somalians, leading them by the hand to job opportunities that they're capable of doing, and then they give them apartments on top of welfare and food stamps almost as soon as they hit our soil. But in this same state, we have tent towns, dozens and dozens of people behind almost every Walmart, Target, Martin's.
You've got a hard winter coming on. You're going to have people literally freezing to death in those tents. And
I'm wondering if we're going to post the same numbers that you were speaking about that Britain hit. The 16,000?
It was something like 16,000, and we could even see people in San Francisco, without electricity for 5 days. They could die, and boy, talk about the lawsuits piling up then.
It sounds like if they could make that go away while allowing it to happen, maybe one of the Democrats' problems will just go away.
Well, again. There's an agenda behind all of this refugee, illegal immigrants. We know the Democrats want the illegal immigrants because they're going to vote Democrat next year because they're going to get free stuff. That's the Democrats' entire campaign platform for 2020. Vote for us. We'll take stuff away from the white people, and we'll give it to you Hispanics. That's their entire...
They did that here.
Yeah. And, they almost pulled it off in 2016. It's estimated that at least 3 million illegal immigrants who are not legally supposed to vote did succeed in voting. And, the Democratic lawyers went around to all these states to literally overturn these laws that said you had to show voter ID. You have to show your ID for absolutely everything in this country except for when you vote, which is supposed to be the most important part of your franchise.
Absolutely. I have white hairs now, and I have to be carded to buy a beer.
Yeah. Oh, they do the same thing here. They were doing the same thing. They don't do that here, but they certainly were in Hawaii. There was a law that everybody had to be carded, and, I'd say, look, white hair, beard, the whole thing. And then I used to joke with them and say, I lied to you. I'm actually 12 years old. I only look like this because I grew up next to a nuclear reactor. And they'd all laugh and everything. But, yeah, it's, show your ID. But
what
again,
they do here for the driver's
if you're voting,
licenses, is they
if
ask them, did you drive home? And then with no test, no written test or anything, they literally hand the license over to these people on faith. That's what they're doing in Maine.
I hope it's going to be that easy for me because I've got about a month left before I have to get Indiana plates on the car and get a new Indiana driver's license. And then, of course, Claire, after she has her cataract surgery, we're going to put her through a driving school again. And then she's going to have to get a license. And this state is under the Real ID law. So when I go down to get my driver's license, I have to take my birth certificate. I have to take my passport. I have to take my old driver. It's just it runs around. But if you vote, you don't need to show that ID. And the whole point of the Real ID system when it was set up was two things: making sure that American jobs went to American citizens and making sure that only Americans were voting in our elections. So why do they even still have the Real ID system? It's a complete hideous waste of money because it's not being used for what it was supposed to do.
They say that there was like 3 million or so illegals voting, but I wonder how many of them did it properly and didn't make it to that statistic.
Well, it's impossible to say. I mean, it is an estimate. It really is an estimate. Anyway, Alex, stay on the line. I'm going to hold you over the commercial break, and we will be right back.
Corporate corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And once again, RBN is holding out their hand for a few coins. Three coins in the RBN song in there. I have to talk to Claire about that. And we're talking with Alex up in Maine, and he's talking about just the sheer volume of money being taken from legal American citizens to support the lifestyle of people who are not even supposed to be here. Why do we have Somali refugees here in the United States of America? Did we bomb Somalia? Was it our fault?
Well, we did want to take their fishing territory away from them.
Well, the U.S. government wants to take everything away from everybody. But, you know, I remember after the Vietnam War was over, you know, we had this huge migration of Vietnamese expats who had supported the United States position. And they were brought here to the United States of America, and they were given 7-Eleven franchises. And it's just obscene. We're being forced to pay for it all. We, the American people, we pay for the guns, we pay for the bullets, we pay for the bombs here. Then when, regardless of the outcome of the war, we're required to pay for the victims. Not just our kids, but, you know, the other victims. And it's just this giant money-sucking machine that is attached to our wallets permanently. And I don't know about you, it's time for it to stop. I got to be very honest. I've been saying I think we're going to lose this round of wars that we're in right now. I actually hope it happens, because it would break this bad habit the United States government has of trying to prosper itself and its stockholders entirely with war. And maybe we could actually go back to being a country that builds factories, that makes things people want to buy, rather than are forced to buy because they're at war. But if you look at American manufacturing right now, our biggest business is the machinery of war. Death is our biggest industry right now.
As a veteran, I actually come up with an idea, an exit strategy last night while listening to you.
Okay,
now,
good.
This is going to sound a little crazy, but what if we ask Putin and Xi for help transporting all of our troops out rapidly? Nobody's going to sit there and look at the Chinese, the Russians, and the Americans leaving together and think, you know what, I'm going to go after that. This is a great false flag idea. You know, everybody's going to believe it. Why don't we just take a couple of pot shots to keep them in here? Not with all three. Not with all three of them, with all of their intelligence, all of their intelligences working together. And I really think that Putin would, he'd acquiesce. Let's get you out of there.
It's a good idea. It's actually a good idea. Of course, Putin himself is going to stay back in Russia after that near miss over Ukraine. If we could just get, you know, as many different countries as possible to just start evacuating everybody. The big problem, of course, are the Kurds, who feel it's their land. It's worth a lot of money. The Syrians think it's their land. And, again, we're back in that situation about, no, we're not going to leave. You're going to leave. But I think in terms of getting several nations to get on in there and get the Americans out of there, I mean, if Trump really wants to end these endless wars, he's got to start moving on it now, because, you know, we're 13 months away from the next election. And he has not, he has not made good on the promises, the important promises that he made. Hillary's still not in jail. You know, we've got a grand total of 70 miles of border wall, that's been built. Ooh, I'm impressed, a whole 70 miles. And, he dropped the investigation into vaccine safety. He dropped the investigation into voting integrity. The big promise that he made that everybody resonated with was getting us out of these endless wars and meddling in all these other countries. And I think I'm beginning to think that Trump's thinking is the economy is not going to hold together until this time next year. And his advisors have to be telling him the Democrats are going to drop the blame on Trump. And the only way he can evade that, the only way he can survive that, is to do some really good things for the American people.
The Kurds do have a card up their sleeve, sir. Do you know how many of them are in the Turkish military?
Okay, I think we missed a commercial.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's not your fault. All right, so, there are a lot of Kurds over there, and they...
They're not going to blow up their own people. I think that they might defect from the Turkish military, and something bad is going to happen. If it were me, I would wait until the invasion. I pretend I'm going along with you. I'm totally living in Turkey now.
All right, I'm using your equipment. There's our commercial there. All right, well, listen, Alex, I'm going to let you go here. We're going to try and get our show back in sync. And again, this Windows 10... We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take another phone call, this one from Jim in Illinois. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. What Trump did on Monday, allowing Turkey to go after the Kurds, probably cost him election, because right now you have Republicans who are not happy about it. You have the evangelicals. Evangelicals are very, very unhappy about it. And you have Israel. And plus, now with the impeachment situation getting stronger and stronger, I think Trump might just realize, you know what, there's nothing I can do. I'm going to, you know, maybe run, and if I don't get reelected, just deal with it.
A lot of people have said exactly the same thing. It's like, it's almost like he wants to run again, but he's not really serious about a second term in office. Tucker Carlson, I think, said that about 3 months ago. And to me, it looks like the same thing. We were talking just the other day about, how much he likes to go on out and golf. And yes, technically, these are all business meetings. I think he just wanted to be president for the vanity of it all, The way he did his reality TV show. He wasn't really serious about it. It was like, look at me, I'm a TV star, and now I'm the star of the White House. And yeah, he may just throw the White House to Hillary Clinton just to get out of the job.
Right. You know, and not only that, though, as far as Turkey, you have to keep in mind, he does have two Trump Towers over there, and I think like 100 and some businesses that he has in Turkey. So I was wondering, do you think a deal might have been made where the president of Turkey said, you know, if you want your business to be around, you better do this favor for me?
Could very well have been a case of extortion here. My first question would be that if Trump has got all these businesses in these war-torn countries, why is he not divesting? You know, and again, this gets back to the issue. There's supposed to be a presidential blind trust. So supposedly Trump's son is now in charge of the financial empire. Why is he leaving these assets in these high-risk areas?
That's a very good question. Only he knows that, and I don't know if we would ever find the answer. You know. And the final thing, what do you think about those two guys that got arrested last night trying to leave the country?
Are you talking about the Ukrainians?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think we're entering into a phase here right now where both sides of the impeachment debate are just going to start trying to arrest assets for the other side. We could see the entire Congress go to jail if this keeps going.
That's true. So, well, Michael, I'm going to let you go on that note. You take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. I mean, that would be cool. Throw the entire Congress in prison. I'll stand there at the bars and throw peanuts at them. All right. So, getting over to Israel. Phone lines are open right now, 800-313-9443. Over in Israel, as you know, they just celebrated Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And apparently Israeli settlers, hundreds, raided the Al-Aqsa Mosque on the Temple Mount, and they raided the Ibrahim Mosque in the old city of Hebron. In fact, the Israeli occupation forces prevented the Palestinians from entering the Ibrahim Mosque and allowed the thousands of settlers who basically raided the Muslim holy site, same thing with Al-Aqsa, and they went on in performing these Talmudic rituals. Now, to put this in context, let's say that you are, for example, a Christian, and you go to church on Christmas Day, maybe, or Easter, and all of a sudden there's an army outside the church that says, you cannot come in because we've got this voodoo tribe coming on in. Celebrate Baron Samedi and whatever else it is that people in voodoo do. But, I mean, that's basically how serious this is and how infuriating it is. Can you imagine how Catholics would feel if they went to Vatican City and it was surrounded by armed forces, which if they don't keep their hands off the little kiddies could actually happen? That's how serious this is. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about Trump, but I want to talk about first the evangelicals. That means Pat Robertson, where Trump's going to lose the mandate of heaven by leaving Syria. Pat Robertson's a piece of garbage. Like, you think,
let me back up and look at that word.
Okay.
But let me look at that word. Mandate. Is Pat gay?
Yeah. Isn't that
first question?
He's not diverse,
popped
Mike,
into my head.
Pat Robertson. But Mike, you know what's sad? Where was freaking Pat Robertson when ISIS was that mandated to be brought in by the West into Syria, throwing babies and women down wells, Mike? That's what they did. Where was Pat Robertson and the evangelicals? You know,
evangelicals.
When it came to that?
Well, you know, the people being thrown down the wells, they're not evangelicals, so who cares about them? I mean, it's the same kind of disconnected attitude you saw in ancient Rome, where the Romans had a great deal of respect for each other. You know, but as far as the Christians and conquered armies who got thrown into the Colosseum, that's what they deserve.
That means I'm a Catholic. I'm not evangelican or cool, you know. So that means that I can be thrown down a well and they won't care either. I mean, Pat Robertson is just...
I'm a Presbyterian. And the Presbyterian teaches that when you die, your soul flies up on a garage roof where it's safe for all eternity, unless you've been evil, and then it gets sucked under a car and a dog chews it up.
And if you go back in time, if it's a if they put it in where it's a purple roof with like you know, yellow polka dots on it, it'd be like special, you know, even more special.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, well, Mike, you know what's sad? People believe this crap. I'm sorry, but I'm going to go back. Trump's not put in by God. Trump is a human being. Mike Pence is a human being. Pat Robertson's a human being. The dude is garbage because he's just propagating, like, just to make money. That's what it is. And these people, they go along with it. It's just such a weak mind. And I get so angry. I'm like, where was Pat Robertson in the Iraq War, Mike? You know?
You're fighting the verdict of history, because throughout the evolution of the human race, there have always been those who want to control the rest of the population around them. And sometimes it's for benign reasons. We all have to go out and kill a mammoth today. And way they would do that is they would claim to speak for the gods. And if you look at all of these really ancient civilizations, they were usually led by some kind of a shaman. And it wasn't until much later that you started seeing a division of power and authority, where there was kind of a civil warrior leader who relied on the shaman to keep the population in line. But we've been dealing with this for something like 8,000 years, and it's just not going to go away that easily. I wish it would. I think this rule by, you know, the will of the gods is highly destructive, and we're seeing it right in front of our eyes right now. And, you know, I think we ought to be making better choices and better decisions based on facts, logic, and law.
And, Mike, you know, if I'm Trump, because like I said, I voted for him. I don't support what he's doing now, but Mike Pence is like an evangelical, right? Like, he's a believer, and so is Mike Pompeo. But if you look at Nikki Haley came out against, and Lindsey, you would think if you're Trump, if I was Trump, like, these people are not your friends. None of these people in Washington are his friend. But he puts these people in, but they're not his friend. So I don't understand why he bothers with them in the first place. If he wanted to drain the swamp, I've been saying, he would have not put any of these people near him at the beginning of his presidency.
I agree,
you know what I mean?
With you.
So I don't know
I
what's going on. Like,
well, I think what Trump was thinking at the time was he was going to be magnanimous in victory. It had caught everybody by surprise that he defeated Hillary Clinton, and so he figured, I'm going to go into the White House and I'm going to tell everybody, you still got your jobs. I'm the new boss, but you still have your jobs. You all work for me now, thinking that because that's the way it would work in the world of business, that these people would now do what he said. It's not how it works in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., there's a lot of money floating around, but it's really about the power and the ability to influence things. And it was Trump's biggest single mistake. If I had won the White House, I would have gone in there and just said, you're all fired. And the president does have the authority to. The president does have the authority. Yeah, he can still do that if he wants to, but he didn't. And everybody just got used to staying in the White House and in the White House offices and playing the games they've been playing underneath Obama the whole time.
And it's been 3 years already. So I mean, you know, if he don't think he's going to win, Mike, if I don't think I'm going to win, hell with maybe getting assassinated. I would go full tilt against these people, because as it is now, you know, nothing's getting done. And if you want to try to win, yeah, I mean, it's just and to the last caller, I got to switch gears on Turkey with the Turkey would crush the Kurds. Okay, Turkey is not Saudi Arabia. Turkey's got a real military, and
yes, they do.
The YPG and the PKK, they are terrorists to Turkey because they kind of blow up stuff over there. You know, like, you know, it's like,
yes,
what the West is with the MEK, which is in Iran, which is like a Saudi type of Wahhabist. You know, there's different groups and different factions. People got to understand it. But in terms of a military, Turkey's not like a pushover, and Erdogan's not stupid. The guy's a survivor. You know, he's a survivor.
He's
and he knows
definitely
how to
a
play
survivor,
the game,
like. And he's willing to take risks, which is what I think he's doing with this threat about the 3.6 million refugees headed for Europe if they dare call his operation an invasion. And I don't think he's bluffing. I think he'll really do it.
Yeah, and if there were, I mentioned this a while ago. It was called a book called The Weapons of Mass Migration, where you can use migration for a political tool for an, you know, for an end game. And you can
yes.
send in refugees and flood the country and promise you'll stop. Remember they offered Erdogan, or they gave him $6 million or $6 billion or something? Remember that was like years ago? They offered
yeah.
him all this money. So that's not in the realm of not being possible. Well, they'll do that again to stop this flow of refugees. But, Mike, you know what I find odd before I get off the phone? Of the Syrians that killed, drove over people in Germany, the Syrian people are not like that. Like when Assad and the Iranian Republican Guard and Hezbollah and the Russians kicked out the jihadis, the Syrian people were cheering. So the people fleeing the country are the losers, the ones that don't
yes.
want to stay and fight for their own country. They're the troublemakers and the criminals that are leaving, and I want to know who the hell's paying their bill.
I would like to know that, too, as well. And, Mike, I need to step away from the computer for just a minute. Please put some music on. I'll be right back.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Back
and I apologize for the short interruption here, but right now I am the only person in this building and something was happening involving show's mascot that I had to go deal with. All right, so we're back here, we're talking. Okay, Dustin is apparently gone here. And I'm having a tough time figuring out what Trump thinks he's going to accomplish. Maybe he's one of these people who just can't handle the stress of running another campaign, and he's going to self-destruct. And that could very well be what's going on here. Part that really scares me is they're already shoving Hillary at us. It's like the deal has already been made. Trump is going to be out. They're already showing Joe Biden the door. Elizabeth Warren is not going to survive her Pocahontas scandal. And so, you know, Hillary's in the running. She's got a campaign going. She's raising money. The question is, can she raise enough money? And she's already out there saying that, you know, this is going to be a rematch because she beat Trump before and she got cheated. So that's her campaign strategy, to go back to all the people who gave her money before and said, you know, it was money well spent because I beat him and I can do it again. There's never a good asteroid around when you need one. All right, we're going to start a phone call with Paul in West Palm Beach, and we're probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. So what's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Long-time visitor to your website, like nearly 20 years, and I used to call a few years back ago. This whole Kurds and Turkey thing, I think it's actually giving President Trump a lot of credibility in the eyes of certain countries. One is Russia. Two is Iran. Three is Syria, because Syria and Turkey negotiated. You know, it ain't like Syria was blind that Turkey was going to come and bomb the Kurds. They've been negotiating that for months, if not years, basically, right?
Well, I have to say I'm not in agreement for the simple reason. I'm sure that, you know, countries like Russia are glad this is all starting to happen. Okay, stay on the line, Paul. We're going to come right back to you after these few words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Paul in West Palm Beach. And I think probably the one thing that everybody listening to this program can agree on is Trump has created one heck of a mess with this very sudden decision to pull our troops out of Syria. Now, I'm glad our troops are coming home. They should have never been there in the first place. But you've got the military-industrial complexes now ticked off. They don't want the money to stop. You've got the neocons are ticked off because their entire political platform is war, war, and more war. We have an unknown number of liberals who are probably invested very heavily in the military-industrial complex. And so I think the big problem is a lot of countries are going to applaud the fact that the wars are finally coming to an end. I mean, it's been 18 years since we went into Afghanistan. I mean, how long does this have to go? I mean, it's long enough to qualify as a world war. Let's be honest about that right now. But here is where there's a concern. Trump did not create these wars. Well, he certainly exacerbated the one in Syria. But most of these wars, Libya, Afghanistan, and so forth, came from the previous administration. And everybody understands that every 4 to 8 years we get a new government, and that very often the commitments made by the previous governments are going to get thrown into the shredder. But that's kind of an abstraction. What Trump has done today, I think, is going to place a lot of doubt in leaders of other countries about whether the United States government can be trusted. I notice that North Korea is already back to saying we can't trust anything that they say. And so it really was a no-win situation for Trump to do. And I'm still trying to figure out, what did he think he was going to accomplish?
Are you asking me? You ready for me?
I'm ready for you.
I almost liken it to the Vietnam War. If you don't leave now, when? Okay?
Yes.
And you pointed out all the reasons why we shouldn't have been there. 9/11 was a hoax, so everything that we're living in today is under the umbrella of 9/11. And
yes.
So he's trying to clean up the mess. And as far as maybe the important countries, like Russia and China, because Russia and China is working with Iran, are seeing maybe they're trying to get out of this mess. And if not now, when? That's a, you know.
Well,
so
you know, you raise an important comparison here, because when we got kicked out of Vietnam, the world saw it as a military loss. The United States had lost a war. There was no gray area. You know, we got our rear ends whipped for fair on that one. And so I'm sure that there's a lot of people right now. Paul, stay on the line. I want to come back to you after station identification.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.